Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hello, and welcome to the Carson Anderson program here on 97.1 The Ticket. Doug Carson, Scott the Gator Anderson's here in the building somewhere. I don't know where he's wandered off to, but I suspect he's going to participate in today's show. I'll keep you updated. In the meantime, welcome to the program on a Friday. Hope everybody's having a good day. Sun's out and shining, and the weekend is right around the corner, which, of course, is always great. Welcome all of you listening outside of Metro Detroit using the Odyssey app or our website. You can always get it for your mobile device, AUDACY. Then you can listen to this show and all the shows here on 97.1 The Ticket through that app. Also, 971theticket.com, where Evan and the Birchie Kid are responsible for great content. Additionally, you can stream with video. Hello to the Twitch crowd and the YouTubers watching the show today. On both those websites, you can go to the search bar and type in 971 The Ticket, and bang, there we are. Well, right now, just me. Kang, do we have any idea where Gator went?
I have no idea. This is hilarious because when actually you're out and Stoney is in for you, and it's Gator and Stoney, and if Stoney's not back from a break, Gator's like, where the hell is Stoney?
He panics.
Where is Stoney?
Yeah.
So now we can do that with Gator. Where the hell is Gator? All right.
Okay. Couple things I want to get updated on here with the people. First, regarding the Michigan coaching search, something interesting has happened with betonline.ag. When the odds came out for the next head coach at Michigan, Sharon Moore, who's going to be Sharon Moore's replacement? Kalen DeBoer opened at 4-1. He is now at 2-1. And the other one that is, I think, had some credibility linked to it is Kenny Dillingham. So I'll get into those guys in a few minutes. But there's a few things about this that I've been able to gather over the last 24 hours, and I find very interesting. One is, people say this story is unbelievable, and I will tell you, as someone who is around Sharon a lot, there were no signs that I picked up on. And it goes back to, you think you know people. And it also goes back to, sometimes you're around people and you find out about the skeletons in their closet, and it kind of, you kind of go, maybe I could see that. And I can let you connect dots. But as far as in Sharon's case, I did not see outward signs of this. Everybody is talking about how those rumors were out there. So there's a few things that I've gathered about the rumors with Sharon. First of all, when an investigation was done, it was people were interviewed about the veracity to the rumors. That you know. What I didn't know is that I was told that phones were seized and phones were examined of the people in question here. And there was nothing but professional text messages and no evidence of any inappropriate behavior by that. Now, does that mean it was a totally thorough investigation? Well, I mean, that was more thorough than just asking people. So that's one thing. Two is, and I think this is an important distinction to be understood, is when you are going to fire someone, when you are going to sever the work relationship and there is a contract and there is big money committed, you don't do it on rumor. If you do it on rumor, you can end up in court. If you do it on rumor, you can end up being sued. If you wait until you are investigating something and it moves past the rumor stage, if it comes to light that the rumors, you can verify them, they're proven as fact, that's when the axe falls. And there are protocols for moving on from an employee. Now, you don't have to follow them. You don't have to, but you can leave yourself vulnerable to not doing due process. But if you follow the protocols when you're trying to move on from a coach or an employee at a big state institution, and you follow the protocols and you come across fact and you verify it, and it, you can then say, we can fire someone for cause. So, you know, should there have been more done in the investigation? That's a subject that I think is worthy of debate, of course. And I think is being vetted out at this time. But when people ask the question, and the question's a fair one, and I ask it as well, why not do something sooner? The answer is because if you can verify things and you can have unequivocal proof that something has happened, then you can fire someone for cause and you don't leave yourself vulnerable to a lawsuit. So maybe that helps. Maybe it doesn't. There's still more questions to be answered to this entire thing, this entire saga. But as it stands right now, understand that that's how this process goes down. You don't have to love it, and I get it, but that's why it went down the way it did, according to people that I have discussed this with. Now, in the meantime, as far as the next head coach, I personally am going to focus on a couple things. Hello and welcome, Gator.
Thank you, Doc.
Everything all right?
Yeah, for the moment.
Gotcha. Good. I'm glad you... Glad you're here with us. Let me catch up with you. How are you today?
Doing all right.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was not thrilled with the Red Wings game last night, but other than that, you know, and then I saw a friend of mine had sent me a screenshot of us from the show yesterday that apparently we made the Today Show, and then Kang found the cut of that this morning. And, yeah.
Is it out there on YouTube?
I assume it is, yeah. Okay.
Oh. Kang, where'd you find that cut of the Today Show?
YouTube.
Okay, it was YouTube.
Yeah.
It said big Michigan fan Scott the Gator Anderson was his title, I believe.
It's not what it said.
You sure?
But it's sure what it sounded like. Good God.
Scott was very concerned about, well, I mean, everything you said is true. Everything you said is true.
It's just terrible out of all the sound bites that there are, that's the one you're going to use
they chose,
from me.
The Today Show chose our show and chose Scott talking about how bad he feels for Sharon's family and his kids and all that. That's what made the Today Show.
Yeah.
So
I don't feel bad for Sharon. I feel bad for his wife and kids.
Sure. So how does it feel to be a big-time star? Meanwhile, I was sitting there looking down. It was, they took the video stream from the show, and it was all Gator, and I'm just kind of looking down at it, having my notes.
I don't know. It was kind of weird getting fit. I was always late because I was getting fitted for a Michigan jacket by Jansen out there. It's kind of strange. No. So anyway, I'm doing fine. This whole mess, I didn't hear what you had to say with an update, I'm sure. I guess today we're waiting for an arraignment and charges to be filed against Sharon. I would assume there are going to be some charges. I don't know if we heard anything yet on Ward Manuel's future.
Ward Manuel is still the athletic director today at the University of Michigan. But as this case gets looked at, and the one thing I did mention that you probably weren't aware of is that when the investigation was done the first time to find out, hey, is there anything going on here? Phones were seized. That was part of it, to go through people's phones to make sure that there was no evidence of it there. But when you're firing someone, you wait for evidence. When you have evidence and you have proof, that's when the axe falls. Now, then you don't end up in court getting sued for wrongful termination. With that said, the question still remains is, was enough done at the time? Was enough done with the initial look at this to determine whether or not they should have known before this? So that is still, I think, being vetted out at this point.
Well, I think there's a lot that's being vetted out. And then you get to the whole procedure of firing, and was that carried out to the T and all this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yep. All that's getting looked at.
And now there's a mental health aspect involved with this.
Yep. All that is getting looked at. In the meantime, a couple things about who the next guy might be. And I'm really focused on two guys. And we will get to that today at 10:20. It's Carson Anderson. We got open lines, 248-539-97. Doug Carson, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Happy holidays, everybody. Hope your preparations for the holiday season going well. Are your preparations going well, Scott Anderson?
They got a little slower than I expected.
Yeah.
I mean, I got the tree up with the lights on the tree, but I haven't put the ornaments on. I've put that off for a good 4 days now. I put some lights out around the pond a little bit, incredibly haphazardly. In the daylight, they look awful. And then at night, I guess then lights of any kind at night are going to look good, so they look better. But I have to add more to that. I still need to Christmas up the house a little bit. I did some dusting.
Yeah.
Dusting and cleaning.
good for you.
So it's, Christmas has not completely thrown up in my house yet. It will. This weekend, it will completely throw up in the house.
Glad to hear it.
And getting started on the shopping, too.
By the way, there is obviously, we'll have news on the arraignment of Sherrone Moore later today. And it's still, to me, just an unbelievable series of events that we are where we are. As far as the next move, the two names I'm really focused on for reason. One is Kenny Dillingham, the coach at Arizona State, and the other is Kalen DeBoer. Josh Pate again today was saying that, you know, he on ESPN that, you know, he and I, look, when it comes to, you know, people, certain people are going to be more tied into those coaches and their situations clearly than we are. But so I'm intrigued to this. He said he's talked to Kalen DeBoer on the record and off the record, and he's not miserable at Alabama in spite, you know, internet or bloggers or social media posts to the contrary. Paul Feinbaum says he's going to say that, but Paul Feinbaum kind of downplayed him. He said he's going to say that as long as he's the Alabama coach. He's not going to give any indication that he's anything other than happy. So Feinbaum kind of poo-pooed that. But DeBoer's a strong candidate. Dillingham, you know, I'm warming up to him. A really intense guy. Came from the Oregon tree, although he didn't. He ended up at Oregon. What I find is, you know, considered an elite recruiter, I think if he has no state of Michigan ties or Michigan ties, which is fine, I do think you want some Midwest guys on your staff, then people who know the landscape of the Big Ten and the recruiting territory. But as a developer of talent, Kenny Dillingham had Bo Nix when he was at Auburn, and Bo Nix won SEC Freshman of the Year. The next 2 years at Auburn, he regressed. Well, Dillingham left after his freshman year and went to Florida State. So Bo Nix wins SEC Freshman of the Year as a quarterback in Dillingham's offense as OC. He goes to Florida State. From there, he jumps to Oregon. Bo Nix transfers to Oregon and goes from a mid quarterback in the SEC to a Heisman finalist. And you got to like that. His teams play tough. So I think Dillingham is a name that Michigan fans should get to know, and Kalen DeBoer. And that's kind of really the two guys that I think are standing out amongst those who are candidates. And do I think they're candidates? Yeah, I think they're candidates.
Do you know what year he was at Florida State? What years he was at Florida State?
I'm off the top of my head, I think it was 20 and 21, or maybe 21 and 22.
Okay, because I think it's important if he was there in 22.
Yeah.
Because 22 is the great year that they had.
Yeah.
The Jordan Travis was incredible that season. And had Florida State.
He was there in 20 and 21. He went to Oregon for 2022.
Okay, so it wasn't there in 22.
Yeah.
Then never mind.
Yep.
I was going to say, if he started with Bo Nix and then left, and then, well, he did have a year with Jordan Travis.
Yep.
Which he was good, not great there. Yep. The next year he was great. So, I think he'd be an excellent choice. I think Kenny Dillingham is a heck of a coach. And but isn't he from Arizona?
He's from Arizona. It'll be hard to pull out of Arizona. He's a Phoenix native, has said that he wanted to be the Arizona State head coach from the time he started coaching. So maybe he will stay with that. But DeBoer, Kenny Dillingham are the two names that I'm zeroing in on here in the early going. 248-539-9797.
I'm sorry. I guess the point I think needs to be made is it's all these names being floated out there. Like, hey, and some people, they're just like short lists. Like, here are a list of coaches I think that would work out. But if it's, I'm curious, like, where are these names coming from in circles where people, well, here's what I'm hearing. Like, well, how are you hearing? Like, who's in charge of heading up this search at this point?
It's a valid question. And until otherwise, it's Ward Manuel. But I'm not going to tell you where I'm hearing.
I'm not expecting you to. Doug. I'm just, but you know what? That's the obvious question thing comes up is, for me, is okay. They don't have a coach. They clearly need to get a coach and need to get the search going. But right now they've got an embattled athletic director that may or may not be able to make decision. But obviously there are other ways you can do this, get a search committee or whatever.
I went off yesterday on leadership. They got to get the ducks in a row there. And get everybody on the same page. There's an interim president. There's an embattled athletic director right now. I don't know what has gone haywire, how it's gone haywire, why it's gone haywire. What I do know is, to me, sort of a lack of leadership. I think that's what it looks like. And I think that's what a result could look like is some of what's happened with Michigan football over the past 4 or 5 years. So they have to get that thing in order. But my concerns were, and I said this yesterday, I think the brand can only carry you so far. It can damage to be done that suddenly the Michigan job isn't a coveted job. My early returns on that is that damage has not been done yet. That is the early returns. I still highly advise them to get the ducks in order and in a row and quit with the nonsense. But 248-539-9797. Make sure that you are vetting properly and you are going through all proper steps and channels that you can avoid all the off the field distractions and stuff that, quite frankly, reflects poorly on the athletic department and the university. Samuel, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Samuel. Samuel, are you there?
Good morning, guys. Hey. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello?
Samuel, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning. So for me, the head coach. Oh.
Sammy, we're going to put you on hold and try and get back to you. Tim on a cell is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Tim.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
Just a thought on DeBoer. I know he checks pretty much every box. If he was interested, I would hire him immediately. My only concern with him is, like, when you watch his Washington teams and his Alabama teams, they're good, but does it fit the tough, physical, run the football, Midwest, you know, Michigan culture? I guess that would be my only pause or slight concern with DeBoer. So I'm just curious what you guys think.
So, I think there's a few things with that, and every candidate is going to have some questions about, you know, fit. Do I think you should worry too much about what Michigan has done in the past? Certainly off the field, I would try to get away from that. But on the field, I'm not as concerned about that as I once was. I mean, who's the best team in the two best teams in the Big Ten right now? They can both run the ball, but they certainly make hay with great quarterback play and elite receivers. I'm talking about Ohio State and Indiana for people who need the dots connected. So I'm not as worried about that. I mean, look, you always want to run the football. Every team wants to run the football. But let's look up a Bama, for instance.
Well, I think Alabama would like to run the football, but their running back has been in and out of the lineup lately, but they still do run.
Yeah. And they aren't a great running team there. I want to go back and look at Washington in the 2023 season when they were the best team.
Well, they had all those great receivers there.
That's true. Phoenix,
so I'm guessing that they were a throw-first offense. Yeah. But if you come to Michigan and you've got, let's assume that Justice Haynes is going to stick around and that the other running back can stick around and you've got this five-star running back coming in, if everybody stays, that's quite a stable. Mm-hmm. It's quite a stable, and if you're a head coach and you're coming into that situation and you ignore it, then you're just a fool. I don't think he's a fool. I think any coach worth his salt is going to adjust to what he's got initially, and then will form the offense into whatever he wants to form it into. But if you're gifted the way that Michigan's running back room right now is gifted before there are any departures, you'd have to just go in there with a big smile, no matter who it is.
248-539-9797. Let's try Samuel again. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry.
All right. Good. Go ahead.
So for me, the head coach, I would like Fish. He's in Washington, I think. You know, he has ties to U of M. But I had a question. If Ward Manuel knew before this investigation that Sharon Moore had mental health issues, he was had suicidal thoughts or whatever, if he knew that, why would he allow him to still coach and mentor students and be around students?
I don't know.
I feel like that's a huge oversight. And that's just another tick on the list for Ward Manuel to be gone.
Samuel, if these things come out in this investigation, then yeah, that's certainly something that is a major concern. And I think all of this is getting looked at this time. 248-539-9797. More of your phone calls and feedback coming up. It is Carson Anderson on 97.1. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1, 248-539-9797. Touched a lot of what's going on in Michigan today and in the future. In the meantime, we'll get some line stuff in the second half because there's a huge game. But we do have open lines. So anything on your mind, fair game, if you want to jump in. Gators bothered by the Red Wing game last night.
I am.
And we have confirmed the rumors the Pistons will play an NBA game tonight. The opponent, we're still working on that.
This is true. But there is some good news, which is good to see. I see on Twitter, the Twitterverse, that the Michigan State Board of Trustees has formally approved the hiring of Pat Fitzgerald as the next football coach. So anybody that was worried about the Board of Trustees, which has been so great for so long in Michigan State, so accommodating, that they've actually done something well. So a little clap, golf clap for the Board of Trustees for approving what needed to be approved. And now it's official, Pat Fitzgerald, the head coach of Michigan State.
Let's get back to your open line calls. We go to Sanjay. You're next on 97.1. Hello, Sanjay. Sanjay, are you there? No good. Aiden is next on 97.1 a ticket. Hello, Aiden.
Hey, guys. I just want to talk a little bit, circling back to Michigan football. I think Glenn Schumann, the Georgia defensive coordinator, should be a bigger name. He won at Bama. Now he's running a really good defense and winning at Georgia. Why is he not being more talked about?
Probably because he's never been a head coach. And I think they're looking for an established head coach. I mean, we hear other names that aren't, but I mean, I don't know much about Glenn Schumann. Do you know if he has head coaching characteristics? Do you know much about him?
I don't know a whole lot about him. I just know he's been a part of, I think, 6 national championships. We saw what Dan Lanning has done. He came from Georgia, defensive coordinator. Now he's tearing it up at Oregon. Why can't we expect that out of him?
So, it's an interesting name. I've given it, before you brought it up, I've given it exactly 0 seconds of thought. So I'm not going to lie to you and say that I know anything about him. But, you know, if you think about sort of some of the established head coaches, is this a name that you're just curious about, or is someone you'd prefer to a DeBoer or to a Dillingham?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I don't know if I prefer him to a DeBoer or a Dillingham, but I would say more so if I'm Michigan, maybe I give him a call and a shot at an interview, and if he kills it and DeBoer, whoever hangs up the phone, maybe you give him a shot.
That's a fair way to look at it. I mean, there's going to be a priority list, right? They're going to be
– yeah.
There's going to be people that are going to get the first calls.
Yeah, I mean, look, this guy's resume, Glenn Schumann's resume, he's only 35 years old. He's from Georgia, but the fact that he's only been at Alabama and Georgia, that's a pretty good resume to have when you start off as a grad assistant and then coach linebackers. You can move from Alabama as a grad assistant to Georgia in 2016. Coach linebackers, eventually become the co-defensive coordinator, and now you're the defensive coordinator. Those two schools, it's a pretty good start, but you know you're starting on third base there, right?
Yep.
I can't imagine Michigan is ready to move on with somebody that does not have head coaching experience. But look, that guy's got it's a nice resume to look at, and I'm surprised we didn't hear his name brought up more with other schools who are looking for coaches.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why that is. But, I mean, the one thing that you and I, you've come to discover, some people give off a head coach vibe.
Yes.
Like, there is something to be said when the role changes from, I am coaching this position, to, I am now the leader of men and the overseer and the CEO of this program. And you could be great at the X's and O's part and not so much with the leader of men part.
Yeah. Remember in the 80s and the 90s, there was an offensive coordinator, I believe was at BYU, and then moved on. But Norm Chow. Norm Chow, yeah. I think, was with Lavelle Edwards at BYU, and they brought in this amazing passing offense in the late 70s, early 80s, and it was fantastic to watch back in the day, and really a precursor of what was to come. Eventually, I think he ended up at USC as an offensive coordinator. But it had always been a coordinator, and everybody's like, well, it's funny because if you look at it today, in today's world, you would have thought that guy would have been a head coach by the time he was 40.
Right.
And yet I think he eventually became a head coach maybe later in life, but it was not successful. But some guys are just destined to be the coordinator, or they have no designs on being a head coach, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I don't know. This guy's only 35 years old. I can't imagine his career is defined as a 35-year-old.
Let's go to Jay in Farmington Hills. You are next. What's up, Jay?
Fellas, I am completely appalled by what I'm listening to at the moment. This idea, you're worried about who commiserating over who the next coach is going to be. Really? They don't even know what the hell happened here currently. Who's going to go choose? What coach would want to go to Michigan right now?
I think Nobody. A lot of coaches would.
Jay?
Hell no.
Jay, I think it's a valid concern, and it's something that we have talked about and actually opened the show talking about. But Jay, based upon the conversations I've had, there's not a shortage of interested coaches.
I nobody in their right mind worth their salt as far as a coach or a former coach would ever want to come here.
there was like no ethics to this place. I don't think they've realized the kind of damage they've caused.
Well, couldn't you be the guy that comes in and changes that?
Yeah, if you're in charge of the program, it's kind of up to you, isn't it?
They need to get rid of everybody in the
and that all might happen, Jay. Yeah. Might happen in the next few hours.
They need. I'll tell you, before they talk about coaches, they need to fix all. They need to clean house, and I mean quick.
Right, and it could happen. But how long are you going to wait before you figure that situation out? I don't think
who's going to choose the coach.
Well, that's a great question. That's part of what has to be sorted out, and that's a question I have. It's one I brought up a couple times already.
Jay, did you hear the beginning of the show by chance?
I did not. So
okay.
Okay.
Well, it's okay. So understand this.
You're coming in hot, Jay.
Yeah, you really are. Jay, just so you understand, when you are at a big institution like Michigan, and if you are going to make a change, and you are in the throes of an investigation, if you're going to fire people, you fire people for cause, right? So you want to make sure that you have everything buttoned up, and that if you're going to move on from anybody, and you're going to quote clean house as you suggested. There has to be reasons for it, and so you can, people can be mad, and oh, I heard this, and they knew about this forever. The moment they could confirm it, he was fired. Okay, so everything is being looked at this time. Now, with that said, I said it yesterday, and I opened the show with it yesterday. You can't keep going back to this damage to the brand, and think it's not going to have some long-lasting impact on the attractiveness of this job. And that is a major concern. Based upon my conversations, I'm happy to report for Michigan fans that damage has not scared off some very good candidates. 248-539-9797. Now, you can dismiss that. I'm just telling you what I have heard and what I know. Sanjay is next. Hi, Sanjay.
Hey, good morning, guys. Can you hear me?
What's up?
So, first of all, enjoy your show. Calling you from Florida, big Michigan fan. Question for you, actually, before I question, just one comment. I think whoever they just pick one name and go after them hard and serious, and not make this a circus like what Penn State did. That being said, what are your thoughts on probably Saban as a fit for Michigan? And two, why isn't his name coming up when you're hearing all sorts of names of people who are coaches outside?
Well, Saban's words himself is Miss Terry won't let him go back to coaching. Yeah, I think he's pretty happy. I mean, you can always call and ask, but it's not something that you can call and ask a lot of people. It's not something I think is remotely possible or going to happen, so we haven't brought it up. But, I mean, if Nick Saban wants to come out of retirement and coach Michigan, I think Michigan would listen.
I think he'll be a fantastic fit because he has been in up north, he's been south, he's got experience in different offenses. He's a GOAT. And, you know, Michigan can afford him. If there's one program which can pull him back from retirement, that could potentially be Michigan. So, and I think it'll stabilize the football program at Michigan tremendously.
Yeah, he's 74. I'm not sure he's...
Yeah.
I think he likes his role right now.
I don't feel like that's probably in play.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay.
248-539-9797. Kurt is next on 97.1. Hi, Kurt.
Aloha and good morning, gentlemen. I've got a couple questions real quick. What is going to happen with Bryce Underwood with his NIL? Number two, what are other athletes possibly going to decommit? And how do we stem the tide? The sooner the better to get a coach in there.
So a couple of things about that. One, if a program's vulnerable, people are going to come after your roster, and they're going to come after your recruits. There's been one decommit already. And I think if this drags on, you make yourself more vulnerable. Things are pretty steady down there right now from what I've been told by two different people as far as players' commitment to sticking around. But you have to get the hire right. The priority is to get the hire right, not get something done quickly. And time is a factor here, and they're aware of it. But the priority is to get the hire right more than it is to do it quickly.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate the call.
Oh, good. 248-539-9797. We appreciate the call. It is Carson Anderson. We got open lines, 248-539-9797. Again, we got some Lion stuff we'll get to later in the show, mostly focusing on Michigan right out of the gate. We do have, we're going to move our picks around a little bit today, Gator. This is probably news to you, so sorry. Birchie Cade can't join us till 1:30.
Okay.
So we'll do the picks at like 1:24. Does that work?
1:24. We're just doing NFL?
Yeah, I mean, we could do Army-Navy, and we got the L.A. Bowl this weekend, Boise and Washington.
All right. Yeah. No,
we do whatever we want.
No,
we
I know.
This the, is, we
no,
run the show. I get we make it.
This
up the
is
rule.
Where, this actually, every year, this is where it gets tough because it's no longer the full scale of games get to pick from. You. It's bowl games. They're all technically good matchups.
We got a, are you going to eat that? We got a would you buy? What's the lottery drawing at right now?
Kang, is it over a billion right now? Is it expected to be over a billion?
It's expected to be right at a billion or so, if not more. We'll see, man.
930 million going into it. So
I'm waiting till a billion. It's just not big enough for me.
Carson Anderson, 97.
Elliot Friedman talking dirty. Detroit. But again, what's the initial take on ticket text? Are we getting yelled at as non-puck knowers, or are people on board with this? Because it makes all the sense in the world.
Well, plenty of people are, yes, they are on board with this, saying Detroit should make this deal. It all depends on where you're getting the deal from. It's Carlin Ypsilanti, meaning who you're giving up. Eisenman, make it happen. Get him here. This is the kind of move I've been dreaming of doing the last 5 years.
Well, think about what it creates. That even if whether Kosa ends up being the answer or not, or you need to go get another goalie, think about what you're going to put them in a position to succeed versus a position to fail. Your defense needs help. And while Hughes skews more offensive, he helps Mo Sider. Also, the ability to have somebody who can get the puck out of the damn zone. Somebody who can flip the ice. Somebody who enhances everyone around him in his 20s.
Not just flip the ice, though, too, is he's allowed to quarterback in the offensive zone, meaning that you're spending less time in your own zone, creating a much easier job for John Gibson or Cam Talbot.
I'll give you a perfect example, right? As a doorknob like me, right? How much different the Islanders look with Schaefer than last year?
It's a perfect example.
At 18, I know, it sounds nuts. Anytime if you watch the Islanders, this Schaefer kid is electric, but it's about puck movement. The quarterbacking of not only the power play, but the offensive zone, getting out of the zone. The Islanders look like a completely different team on the blue line. And it's this 18-year-old kid with his unicorn skill set. You don't have access to him, but this is what you do have access to. This is what you spend $10 million on. That.
Give up one of the kids.
I don't see this is done. You know where I'm at? I don't care. Give up however many picks it takes. And you I don't care about a Nate Danielson. Because the odds Danielson ever becomes Hughes, 5%. Oh, what if we have to give up, you know, Wallander? I don't care. At a certain point, you have to stop caring. You have to look at it as what can these prospects get me now? And the Wings are showing signs of life.
Okay, you need to pay off your fans who've been so patient. Let them see a team that has a chance to compete for a cup.
And you're making an investment in your future. That's the difference. Now, the problem, as Kenny put it, is not a real league. Because I can't extend him. Now, I don't know what kind of backroom Joe Smith, Kevin McHale deals you got to do here to make sure he signs.
Joe Smith. Yeah.
The secret contract. Let's go to Kevin, 97.1. Kev, how you doing, buddy?
Not too bad. This, honestly, with the Tigers, what we're talking about, and with the Lions, just obviously the Lions' trajectory right now, it's been pretty depressing, and I feel like some like antidepressant pills could be probably, I don't know, sponsored a couple of these segments. But with this news right here, with the Quinn Hughes, this would be really, it would just energize the fan base, I feel. And I think TSN released the top 50 under 24 ranking recently, and not to mention Schaefer, I think, was number 3 or number 4 on that. Sandin Pellikko, I think, was 46. And in my opinion, I'd be willing to give up Danielson and Pellikko to get Hughes because you think about it for a second. Sider is established. What if but Sider's always been the guy on defense. What if we get another guy to pair with him? That could make even Sider probably a little better, possibly even. I just think it makes all the sense in the world right now for a team that is just desperate for some leadership and some.
Well, you need high level players. Power. That's the other thing, Kev.
Especially on defense. Yes. On defense, that is the hardest thing to find in the NHL is a star defenseman. It's like finding a quarterback in the NFL. Maybe it's probably a little bit easier to find a star defenseman in hockey, but you get what I'm saying. It's not easy to find that.
Yeah, and ultimately, I think we've just asked the bar. The bar needs to be raised. You know,
exactly.
Yzerman's done a good job of the floor getting raised, but now we've got to raise the ceiling of what this team can be. And you're only going to do that with superstar caliber players. So
exactly. Go ahead, Mike.
No, please, you first, Kev. That's on me.
No, I was just going to say, I'm so jealous of you guys getting that Schaefer guy and with the Islanders. I mean,
he's incredible.
Just revitalizing for that entire franchise. You know, they got a lot of. They got a lot of life right now.
They do. I only used it as an example is just Kev, one player, you know, specifically a defenseman with skating ability and puck handling. It changes how you even watch a game.
Exactly. I mean, think of like the pinnacle of success would have been like an Erik Karlsson, man, when he played with the Senators. And I mean, they had no one on those teams.
No.
But he was a superstar, and he still got them to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yep. That Friedman says they've talked, I'll give Yzerman and company credit. They've at least made the call. I can't force Vancouver to do it. I can't force Quinn Hughes to say yes. Whoa. But what?
I apologize. I am so sorry, but we do have breaking news, and it's pretty big. This is according to Adam Schefter, Pete Thamel, and Dan Wetzel. Michigan has fired head coach Sharon Moore.
That's why I was looking like, whoa, as David spoke that in my ear, like,
Well, okay. Does that?
No, don't go there.
Okay.
Don't.
All we know is that he is fired.
I didn't even get a syllable out.
I know exactly where you were going with that.
He goes, does that? Nope. Okay. That was the whole conversation.
He treated me like a telemarketer.
You know what, nope. Kenny?
Hi, click.
Kenny, you know when you know somebody so long, you can have a conversation by just looking at them? I knew exactly where he was going.
Back in the game! Okay, then.
Same reason. Yeah. Wow.
You just got noped.
Do we have any literature with this?
We have nothing yet. Just the news from everyone that Schefter, he's been fired.
Yeah.
Well, Schefter's become the Kremlin mouthpiece for you.
Well, no. Okay. Dan Wetzel looks like he
it's
was
a Pete
first.
Thamel and Dan Wetzel story. Yeah. Well,
hold on
news
then.
Bit. Yeah.
How do I know I got noped appropriately then?
You may not have, but
all
we
right,
don't
let,
know.
Let, can I say? Can I? Let me say it this way. Okay. Hit the dump button if I step out of line. There's just been some smoke. Perhaps, okay. I'm not going to tell you what the smoke is. You either know or you don't. Maybe that smoke was fire. Maybe. Possibly.
Did giveaway.
Maybe. Maybe sort of. But when you fired a coach a couple days after signing day, first of all, that's a scumbag move. Yeah. That's typical for U of M. But our initial response would be?
I mean,
you didn't fire him for results.
Wait, we just got done making fun of Penn State. Where are you going for a coach?
I mean, look, I will say this. You got Larry Ellison bankrolling some of the players. I mean, you got a great donor base.
Right.
Michigan with Bryce Underwood. I mean, why? How about this? The minute Kalen DeBoer loses at Alabama, you hire him. The hell difference does it make? You're Michigan.
Okay, but remember, Mike,
they just fired Sharon Moore and we launched a hockey topic. You sons of bitches.
I'm so sorry.
You know how hard I worked on this? You selfish bastards. You know, we sold a hockey topic. No other show could sell a hockey topic on this station.
It was like when you were.
How do you think I feel? We were talking hockey for once.
I got full lines on Quinn Hughes. How dare you?
This was after you had this great, I forgot what, this great golf topic, and then we're watching people storm the Capitol. Like, we may want to pull
it. We did have that.
We
You're
had
right.
this great golf topic.
University of Michigan has never done a damn thing for me. They knew I had a hockey topic rolling, and they damn fired Sharon Moore. And now we got to figure out why. Again,
but what you found out is like some school, like some coaches are like, look, man, I got enough money. I'm good here.
I don't need to deal with you guys.
But the fact they waited till after signing day, that is pure filth.
That's leaders and best.
No, that's filth. That's so they could get their star running back in the class or get whoever they needed in the class. Give me a break. That's dirty.
Yeah, but I mean, the guy could then turn around and just hit the portal, what, in 2 days?
I don't know.
I mean,
Sherrone Moore's out.
Boats and hoes.
No reporting on why. I got noped when I said, does that?
Okay, go ahead.
It just, I'm not.
There were things floated out there, rumors.
That we chose not to take on the air because that's irresponsible. But if you're going to fire the guy a day after signing day, 2 days after signing day, it makes you wonder. As Freedom Williams once said, things that make you go, I don't know. We'll get more reporting. Thanks to Michigan, you killed my hockey topic, you bastards. God! When it comes to an IRS, I'm so frustrated. I worked so hard on that. Damn it.
You can still have it.
Yeah, because people are going to call it on Quinn Hughes when they just axe Sherrone Moore.
Let's get to business on a definitely not your average Thursday. Rico alongside, as always. What a cesspool in Ann Arbor. Good gravy. Rico, it's amazing because I said this yesterday when we were on the air. It's the blessing and the curse of live radio. And like yesterday, I thought you and I were pretty measured. Like I'm not in the business of getting sued. You can hear rumors, but I'm also not a reporter. I've never even pretended to be a reporter. You're not here to break news. Neither am I. People are here to react to the news. But as yesterday went on, well then, yeah, naturally, okay. Now you got a coach who, you know, kicks down a door. He's got a knife on himself. He's threatening to kill his mistress. He's suicidal. Oh, boy. You can confirm some of that. But here's what is amazing to me as we sit here now. Okay. Yesterday it was more he's fired with cause. Okay. Well, I guess the rumor was true. He's sleeping with an assistant. Then it took an entirely different turn. But here's my problem. And I want to start here and we're going to build towards 3 o'clock. I want to ask the Thanos question. Basically, was it worth it? And what did it cost you? Everything. But here's my problem in the, I don't know the math on this, you know, 12 or so, 14, 15 or so hours since you and I left work yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
What is it with all of the Michigan media, and I hesitate to even call the media at this point, saying, I got a cool story. Yeah, I just couldn't tell it to you. Like, if I have one more Michigan person come out and say, well, I knew for months. No, I knew for 4 months. Then either you didn't say anything because you're a eunuch,
right,
or you're horrible at your job, which is allegedly reporters. Like, if you can't source it, phone a friend. Find Regis Philbin. Just phone your editor. I'm hitting a dead end, but I think we're sitting on a big story. Because here's the problem, my man. It feels like now in the 14, 15 hours, this was everywhere. I mean, they were one step from selling tapes in the student union. Like, hold on a minute. Mm-hmm. And you, Rico, you and I went to state. I mean, it's a big school, but it's a small town.
Right.
So if it was this out there, here's the other thing it begs. This is where I'm at, brother. Who knew what and when? Because I swear to God, if Ward Manuel survives this, then I'm just going to say, fine, he's got a blood oath with Satan.
Mm-hmm.
He's done the ice spice, and he's flashing the horns at the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Like, dude.
I'm with you.
Come on.
Mike, I'm with you because this didn't happen last week. Apparently, this happened over a year ago, and it was denied because every person that I talked to follows Michigan. Well, I heard it, and we followed it up, and they all denied it. And it's just like, well, yeah, if you ask him, he's going to say no.
Yeah, here, go ask Osama, did you bomb the towers? Nah, man, that was some Libyan dude.
Right.
What do you think he's going to say?
Right, but so it's like, and then all of a sudden, it just came to light, and it was just really weird. Like, well, why now? Why did it all of a sudden surface right now after signing day, after the Ohio State game, and now, you know, you want to stand on some virtue and say, well, it's a zero tolerance policy and he has to go. Like,
no, it's not, because they knew about it.
Right.
You nailed it right there. No, but because this is what they do. They lie. They deny. They deflect. They just got done destroying evidence. The NCAA came out and said They destroyed so much evidence. We really can't get to the bottom of this.
Well,
this is the playbook.
Well, it leads you to wonder, maybe at this point, Sharon was telling the truth of why he destroyed that cell phone. Maybe it wasn't messages to Connor Stallion he was trying to keep hidden. But all of a sudden, that cell phone was gone. And uh-oh. Yeah, and maybe that's the reason why it got destroyed. And yeah, I don't know what happened to it because he didn't want this stuff to get out.
And look, I'm not a babe in the woods about it. I have never purported to be a reporter. I'm an entertainer. I'm open about it. That's what I want to do. I never wanted to go and be a newspaper writer. But I'm just getting so tired of people purporting to be journalists when they're nothing more than Kremlin propagandists. If you knew all this stuff, where were you? I mean, I almost had a stroke on the air. I almost passed out yesterday. I'm going, wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, I admit it. Here. No, I didn't know all of this. Not like that. You know, you hear a whisper. Let me tell you something. If we reported on every whisper we'd have, I'd be up to my eyeballs in legal bills, and I'd be operating a meatball stand in Mexico. I just, 25 years in this game, especially the last 15 with social media, please. There are a lot of crap out there that comes back to you, and you're like, yeah, okay, good luck with that. But this, for the Michigan side of things, I love how that's their defense mechanism. Well, you know, it was kind of guys, then what were you doing? Right. See, this is the other problem, and you and I both know this. Rico, they hired a guy who's a patsy. Sharon was a part of the cheating. I'm sorry. You're on the sidelines with Connor Stallions basically resting his chin on your traps. Stop it. So he was a patsy from the start. I think the difference is they actually won some games this year. So the NCAA finishes their, loosely called, investigation. He coaches. You and I both know they lose another game or two. This comes out earlier. That's just the world I live in. Yeah, I choose to live
Purdue.
In reality.
Yeah, all that. Yeah, you lose to Purdue, and he would have been fired that Monday. I do believe that.
Yeah. Now, again, if it was so widely known, do you know who else knew? Donors. And who calls the shots? Donors. So ultimately, can we just – I want to tackle this, which is, guys, this is institutional. This is who you are. The guy who gets arrested 16 times for crack is a crackhead. Okay? Woman who sells body for sex is a whore. That's you don't get to say, oh, you. That's not who I really – that's not the Jim Harbaugh I knew. No, that's actually who he is. Right. That's not the Sharon I knew. Huh? Guess what? That he is.
Right, but Mike, you look at all the stories that have happened – and it's like, okay, well, yeah, we kind of heard something, but. And like I said, I will, as you hearken back to the whole Xavier Simpson and driving the minivan and what happened there. Well, you know, things and stuff, and we'll let it go by. Okay, well, Connor Stallions, does he work for the school or not? Why was he on the sideline? Well, you know, could be, maybe, don't know, you know, and we just move on. And it's like in every story, it's just like, well, yeah, we heard some stuff, but then, you know, yeah, and then we were just going to move on. Rather than just, look, if you knew, a little bit of research, a little bit of follow-up, because if it
well,
was
then
that,
it's the no. one thing you cover.
Right.
It's all you do. Right. You don't do anything else.
And if it was that difficult to get the information, and if that's the case for all the beat writers out there, then why did it all of a sudden just become so easy yesterday where all of a sudden all the stuff came out, everything was confirmed? What changed in that 24 hours?
Well, the math doesn't math to me. The cops get called at 4:10. He's fired at 4:45. That sounds to me they wanted to fire him, but this went a whole different way. He didn't let them do the typical Michigan thing where, Sharon would have been duct tape in a trunk and he releases a statement saying, I'm so thankful for my time at Michigan. I just want to go to the beach.
See, I thought, because Gator was talking about the timeline as well, I thought, okay, he was fired, and this is all purely speculative on my part. He was fired, and they were preparing the press release, and he was just like, you know, going full Marion Barry. She set me up and drove over to her house. And
more
then
like Al Cowlings.
Right. And Mike, the only thing missing was a white Bronco yesterday. Like, what the
this
heck
is
going on? Like Connor Stallion's driving the white Bronco.
It wouldn't surprise me. They've let that goofball hang around the program. Just the whole thing. Yeah. Look, it took a turn last night. But here's the other thing I can't stand. And then I really do want to get feedback from people on this. Like, did you see Adam Schefter today?
No.
Why is Adam Schefter allowed? He's clearly compromised. You're a Michigan water carrier. Oh, Sharon felt a lot of people were out to get him. And, you know, we need to hear his side. There's a bit of an issue. You took a knife to your mistress's house.
Hold on.
There's no other side here.
Mike, how about this? Let's play the audio for the people.
Yeah, probably all the people he was banging who weren't his wife and mother of his kids.
Fair.
I mean, how can Adam Schefter go to the air with that? You know, I really need to hear the other side of... I want to hear Jeffrey Dahmer's side.
You know,
Were the brains tasty?
Here's the thing. You kind of lose the... Let's wait for the other side when you then go over and break into a house allegedly and do all types of things. At that point, you kind of told me what's going on. Before then, okay, let's hear what happened. Maybe he could say, look, it was a big misunderstanding, but they just wanted to get rid of me. But when your first reaction is you got to hop in your car and you got to go drive someplace to do something. At some point during that drive, you could have just stopped and said, you know what? Let me just turn around and go home and start groveling to my wife to try to make this better. No, let me push forward and go over to the side piece's house. And it didn't work out well. Thankfully, nothing
noted
bad
Noted U of M guy. But again, this is my point. They have all these incels all over media. And they're not media. They're propagandists. Gus Johnson is a propagandist. Joel Klatt. Adam Schefter, Rich Eisen, two of the major three networks run by Wolverines. I want to ask the audience, are you tired of being lied to? Like, I mean, this really makes television cable news seem unbiased. You know, red or blue, you choose your network and you get told what you want to hear. In sports, the Michigan thing is a case study for how it's trickled down because you can't even get people... When it's 2 + 2 = 4, I still got to have Adam Schefter on national television going, well, let's hear his side of things. Huh? What side of things?
Yeah, well, you know what, Mike? I can stomach that other than the article that I read in the Freep. And I'll just
leave mean
it
myth?
At that. Yeah,
myth. No, just
myth,
say it.
Myth was legendary. It started off about Sharon Moore, and it ended up being a finger wagging to every other program. And you Michigan State people, what about this? And you Penn State people, what about this? And don't you dare make fun of Michigan. It's like, what did we have to do with any of this? You lost cabin pressure, son. What are you talking about, Myth? You know what? Well, why don't you go hang out with Jason Richardson and Mateen Cleveland?
Yeah. Go make up another story, which you would fail out of a journalism school doing, but somehow you've kept your column. Who cares? Nobody listened to your show when you were on in our space anyways. The point is, the blue wall was in overdrive. Oh. I mean, you think Gus is priming his pump during a Michigan game? You should have seen the blue wall. It was overdrive. Oh, hey, Sarah Treewood or whatever the hell her name is, write a piece about MSU hiring Fitz and how it's questionable. Somebody call Kathy Redmond. I mean, only thing missing was Paula Levine in a hot air balloon. You can't be serious. These are the stories we're running?
A story dropped at 11 p.m. Like, wow. Oh, okay. All right.
Somebody quick. Somebody call Sparty Shardy. I mean, you got to be kidding me. So let's get into this. Yeah, we know what's wrong here. But I want to get into this. We do want to get to the question of just at a certain point. I mean, come on. Ward's got to go. I don't think the firings are done, but there needs to be a reality check of basically everything you were raised on and you believe in is dead. We're going to have a long-form conversation today. I look forward to getting to the phone calls, maybe. 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.